AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is being brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, January 7th, 7:20, 3 degrees, a wind chill of minus 9. Again, give yourself some extra time to get to where you're going here today if you do need to be outside. Again, no school basically across the board here in and around the Emporia area. We're pleased to be joined on a primetime newsmaker this Tuesday morning by Taylor Wash. Taylor's the assistant city manager of the city of Emporia. And to talk about a brand new offering from the city on their website, and that's the Emporia Community Calendar. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Taylor.
Good morning. I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, let's talk about this new offering, the community calendar. Is it up and operational?
It is up. It is ready. I know it's hosted on the City of Emporia webpage. I believe it's also available on the KVOE webpage, and it'll soon be available on the Flint Hills Tech as well as the Emporia State University webpages. So they're up. It's active. It's ready to go.
Well, let's talk about this. First, how did this idea come to be, hosting a community calendar like this through the city?
Yeah, so there was a group of us, the entity that I just mentioned, as well as Emporia Main Street and the Visitors Bureau. We came together and we started off talking about how can we tell the story of Emporia? How can we market our community in a way that not only encourages people to come visit, but also helps residents to feel proud of the place that they are living in. And we're still building out some of those ideas, but one of the first things that came to mind was the community calendar. And it's really just an opportunity to streamline all of the events that are happening in the community so that it's easy to find, it's easy to access, and it's also easy for nonprofits and other organizations to add their events so that everybody can be informed about what's going on, because we always have so many wonderful things happening in the community. We just want to make sure everybody knows when they are and they can access that information easily.
Taylor, how does this maybe differ a little bit from, say, the community events page that we see on the Chamber website and things like that?
It's not different necessarily. It's really just an additional avenue for that information. So it's really just a way to get all of that information in one place so that people can access it easily.
So this is going to be, I know that Visit Emporia had quite an extensive community calendar that people were able to add events. Will this kind of replace what they've been doing so everybody will basically be sharing the same calendar?
I don't know that it's going to necessarily replace that calendar. I think that some of the organizations will still keep their main calendars, mainly for things that cost money or that have different types of advertisements. But it's an addition to, not necessarily to replace anything.
So basically just giving more access to the information, which is something I know has been a big talking point for you since coming on with the city, is making sure that everybody is as tuned in as possible.
That's right. That's right. Like I said earlier, I think there's so much always going on. And I think we do a pretty good job of making sure that people know that. But it's just an opportunity to streamline that information and try to help people get as many access points as possible.
Like Taylor mentioned, we do have a big link on our website, kvoe.com. Now, Taylor, you mentioned there is an opportunity for people to add their events. Is that easy? Is it easy to accomplish?
It's super easy. It's a sweet little form. Just a little bit of information. There is a policy attached, of course. There's some rules. There's always rules. But it's super easy to use. It's super easy to get uploaded to the calendar. And we tried to make that part accessible as well. It's on our city website, and it's also on our social media. for that form if you're wanting to add events to it. And it's pretty simple.
Taylor, is there any cost associated with getting your events on that calendar?
Everything is free. It's all completely free. And even the platform that we're using, there's no additional cost. It's just the same platform we've been using. We're just using it in a more sophisticated way.
Now, you mentioned that there's a policy there, and there's obviously some rules. Are there certain events that you can promote and certain events that you can't promote? Is there a review process with that? How does that aspect work?
So the policy itself is really just to ensure that we don't have anything that alienates or makes anybody feel left out in any kind of way. It has to be local focused, it has to be community oriented, and it has to be a nonprofit or of public interest. So as long as it's something that's open to the entire public, it's pretty much okay. There's a fine line we have to draw with political things or anything profane, but it's not anything too super extensive.
Gotcha.
All right. And all that information is available once you log on. And again, you can access that through the City of Emporia's website. And as we mentioned, we do have a link here at KVOE. So it is up, operational. We hope that people take advantage of it and add to the list. And for people that want to know, well, what the heck's going on around town, they can check out the calendar. And it looks like you can add to that quite a few months in advance if you like, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you can add up as far in advance as you want. We're asking for people to at least submit 14 days in advance, but you can go way, way further out than that. So that's a good thing.
All right. The City of Emporia Community Calendar is up. It is operational, and we invite you to take advantage of all that is there for you. Taylor, anything else we need to put the finishing touches on here?
I don't think so. I just hope everybody stays safe and warm in this weather.
All right, you too. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
Bye-bye.
And Emporia Assistant City Manager Taylor Wash on our primetime newsmaker of the Emporia Community Calendar is now up, taken, and operational.
Yep, a great tool there to keep everybody informed on what's happening here around the Emporia community. Just a reminder, at about 8:20 this morning, our Newsmaker 2 will be talking with Kansas Department of Transportation Engineer Steve Ballman, as he'll be discussing the clearing efforts and the state of travel on major highways across Kansas.